Let us briefly look at our personal context within this general human context. Why Krishna's teaching is a solution to our woes? Lord Krishna is said to be Jagat Guru, the world teacher. But in Bhagavad Gita, he only teaches to Arjun. How then he is a Jagat Guru? It is because what he has imparted to Arjun applies to the world. That's why we even now, after thousands of years, we are still discussing his dialogue with Arjun. But why is the context of Arjun in Mahabharata relevant to my life? I'm not Arjun. I'm not fighting a war to recover any kingdom. I do not need to kill my kith or kin. My problem seems very different. I have to manage my life. I need to make both ends meet. I have children to take care of, studies to complete, jobs to get, love to secure, illness to cure, aging to fear, tensions at home, office, business, and even on the playgrounds. How are these issues addressed in Bhagavad Gita? I have no problem reading Bhagavad Gita because it is a spiritual text and gives interesting and profound thoughts. I may even memorize the slogans and recite them without looking at the books. But what's the point? To internalize the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, I must first find the context mapping of my life, my struggles with the Arjun. In other words, I must become Arjun. Therefore, our search is to validate the situation of Arjun with it of a general context of human beings. What role did human beings play? So all human beings basically assume two roles in their life, a doer or a consumer or an enjoyer, a karta who performs or engages in some sort of actions, and bhokta, who enjoys or suffers from the actions of his or others. Is it not? You perform, you enjoy, you suffer. And that's all the life is. If you take any instance of your life and look at yourself, you will see that you are in one of these two roles, karta or bhokta. So if you agree to that simple definition of life, then we can say the goal of mankind is to enjoy total joy in both the roles, karta and bhokta. So maximizing total joy means to reach the maximum happy potential out of the special capability, buddhi, and at the same time to avoid the risk of grief, misery that no other life forms are subjected to. That's a goal. That is why the goal of Sanatana Dharma is also to provide us with the knowledge and the means to better our roles as karta and bhokta. These knowledge and the means are declared either as instructions or guidance, and collectively they constitute what is known as sastra. The definition of sastra is that which instructs. Sasana idi sastraha. And that which guides. Bhavatana idi sastraha. But what is the relevance of Bhagavad Gita? Bhagavad Gita is the essence of Veda Sastra and therefore addresses the knowledge and means to perfect our roles, karta and bhokta. So study of Bhagavad Gita is not a religious act, not a ritual or a puja. It is learning a sastra. It is about self-development. Therefore, no matter where you are born and what creed you follow, as you are only a karta and bhokta, you need help, and the help is in Bhagavad Gita, which is your right to seek. And the primary goal of Bhagavad Gita is to prepare you, firstly, to live a life of karma yoga, the most important first step for constructing our life in the path of Dharma, and thus qualify to pursue greater paths to attain perfection or completion.
But what about the differing priorities among human beings? All of us do not have the same needs or priorities and therefore the same problems, because we employ our buddhi at different levels, is it not? For example, some amongst us who are able to apply the viveka to discriminate the real from unreal eventually seek a different set of goals. They seek assurances of happiness in life after life, and therefore as karta, prepare to know and perform the necessary virtuous acts, even though such acts may not produce visible benefits in this life. As they maintain faith in the undeniable nature of cause and effect, they associate effects that occur in this life without any direct effect on their part, due only from the accrued result of the past deeds. In other words, they understand and believe in karma palam. Therefore, to maximize karma palam for total happiness, they seek in the sastras for the prescribed dharma. So they follow the prescribed dharma. And as they follow, the characters in the performance of the roles of karta and bhokta are gradually enhanced. So character modification is an important and required quality for the evolution of human beings who seek total happiness. Again, among those who adhere to dharma and refine their characters, only a select few may go further to seek total perfection. Such rare human beings operate at the apex of viveka. By being so, they see the futility of the roles of karta and bhokta in life after life after life, as if in a vicious circle. It is not the freedom they deduce. They seek the ability to break this loop at will. In fact, they do not want to assume the role of karta and bhokta, but to simply remain as the being, mere existence of eternal bliss. So, what are then the stages of development for the differing priorities of men? So in the light of our discussion, we can redefine the goals of human beings into three stages. First, differentiate lifestyle from that of animals. Differentiate lifestyle. Second, instill the highest of human values to excel among the human beings. Instill human values. And third, evolve from humanity to divinity or for emancipation. We may not set up such goals visibly, but an analysis will show that all our life's objectives only take towards these three stages of development. Again, to help you remember this, I purposely put them as D, I, and E. Differentiate, instill, evolve. Die. So our buddhi is sad and the goal is die. But you may say, why should I seek progress? Why taking all the troubles of dharma? Why can't I live like animal? But is that really possible? We do see from time to time many take such path, leading a purposeless nomadic life. But however simple and pure it may be, they are not able to remain peaceful forever. Ultimately, in the end, they regret for missing out the precious times on such lowly indulgence, because they cannot remain peaceful. Why? It is only because the nature of human mind, or the higher faculties such as buddhi, will not accept animal-like life. Self-consciousness is not a faculty that we can switch on and off at our will. We are conditionally made to recognize our true nature and to strive for its complete realization. Therefore, progress, whether you like it or not, is a destiny for human race. Unless, of course, we use our buddhi, the double-edged knife, to carve out a lowly life and so infinitely delay the progress. I don't think any of us here want that. And therefore, we can keep our goal as to die for. Now we must check the contents of Bhagavad Gita to see how it helps in our context. And also remember, we are not studying Bhagavad Gita for some religious virtue or only for out of devotion or bhakti, which are all very good indeed. But to actualize our learning and to position the Bhagavad Gita as the modifier of our life, we plan to construct our life along the path of Bhagavad Gita right now, from right now. Therefore, before we embark on this lofty ideal, we must make sure that the contents of Bhagavad Gita are suitable for the context of our problems. The learned say the essence of Bhagavad Gita reflects the potential of human beings, and it is built on the essential nature of human beings, which is buddhi. As I already told you, the very first verse of Lord Krishna maps the knowledge as the cure for misery. Pandita Nasuchaka in Karma Yoga. Even the Karma Yoga is called the Buddhi Yoga, the first aid and the foremost prescription. It is based on buddhi, the special quality for mankind. So it proves that Bhagavad Gita is made for the mankind. What authority that Bhagavad Gita has to command such position? It is because it is a foremost of smriti. Smriti, or the text that repeat what is already said in the Vedas. Veda artha anuvadaha vagyaha smritihi. Since Vedas contain so much knowledge and esoteric thoughts, study of Vedas require very disciplined tutelage under a guru and adherence to the guru parampara, a traditional learning. Only to support pragmatic propagation of Vedic truth to all, the seers of Sanadana Dharma have created Smriti, which retell in certain ways the same truth that makes sense to society and to the contemporary time. Among many Smritis is Bhagavad Gita, as a supreme and revered as Veda itself. Therefore, what Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita is nothing but what the Vedas declare. So, some understanding of Vedas will help in the study of Bhagavad Gita. Equally, a good understanding of Bhagavad Gita will give you the essence of Veda.